we welcome Stars coach Rick Bowness.
Rick Bowness!
Hey, Coach.
How we doing, guys?
Well, are you in Tahiti or Guam or anywhere cool like that already?
No, I'm sitting in my office in Frisco, so we're good.
Oh, man.
Boy, in the office at 6 o'clock.
It's dedication right there.
Coach, get out of there. Go have a dinner.
my office at my house.
So. Oh, okay. That's better. Yeah, so the season ended a couple days ago, and I know it's fast and furious right after the season ends. A number of meetings and debriefs and visiting with players and sending them off with instructions or a word of wisdom or so. What's that been like for you these last couple days?
It's been very interesting. Geez, I was talking, I won't name the player today, but he walked in my office and I looked at him. And right away, I knew he had lost a lot of weight. He told me he has lost 10 pounds over the last 11 weeks. It was unreal. And to see them all, and you're looking at them differently now, clearly, because it's the end of the season. And you can just see how drawn out they were and how tired they were. The trainers, the medical staff, the coaches, you can see it now, because when you're in that grind, you're up. You stay up the whole time. And then when the season overs and it's over like a thud and everyone lets their guard down, you could see how physically tired just about everyone looked. The other side of that is that every player was extremely disappointed, clearly, and how it ended. But all very optimistic that we will be a stronger team for it and we will be better for it for next year. So as dejected as everyone has been for the last couple of days, I was glad to know that leave them all with a feeling of optimism for next year. They know we have a good team. They know it's got to be healthy, but they know we have a good team here. And what I'm really pleased about is how much they enjoy playing with each other. It's a very, very close team. And they're all afraid to let each other down, which is, for a coach, that's great news. And so I walked away from those meetings feeling very optimistic about where the team is right now and where the team is heading, because this is a very hardworking, close group, and it's a pleasure to coach.
Yeah, and, you know, I know that's not just lip service either. You've said that along the way, and you said that after the game.
I don't give you guys lip service, man. I tell you the way it is.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we were talking about that earlier today, too. You are incredibly honest, and we're super appreciative of that. But, like, you know, just you talked about how ridiculously difficult these last few months have been with the amount of games that you played and, you know, the shape that some of these guys are in. You talk about weight loss and all that and just sheer exhaustion mentally and physically. The fact that you guys were able to come so close after the incredible cup run that you had in the bubble, or the season and that kicks right back off, you know, instantaneously almost, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. And I know that you're super proud of the way that the guys comported themselves, especially the last few months.
Yeah, well, you know, it just, you want your team to compete. You want them to work, and you want them to work together, and you want them to take pride in the team and pride in each other. And that's the feeling I get from this group. And, again, listen, 44 games in 77 days, that's a tall ask. And we competed right till the end. There were some bad periods and a couple of bad games. Absolutely, there were. When that happened, they always recovered very quickly. And in saying all of that, if we had to play tonight, I know our guys would be ready. As tired as they were, they would respond, and they would be ready to go tonight had we been playing tonight. But, again, it's a very proud group. They push each other. They challenge each other, which I love, and they take great pride in their performance. And, again, I know we had some bad games, and that's going to happen. Next year, listen, there'll be 82 games. You're going to have some bad periods. You're going to have some bad games. It's how you respond when those things happen, and this group will always respond. It's a very proud group.
Stars coach Rick Bowness with us here on The Ticket after the Stars season ends, and the Stars fall just short of the postseason. But these last 12 months, these 9 months, however you want to partition things out, I suppose. It's been quite a ride, and you have been behind the bench for all of it. And as we look ahead, I am very curious, should Stars fans, and I guess I'm one of them for sure, should we anticipate that this will be a summer of stability and rejuvenation and recovery, or should we anticipate normal change or significant change? What would you advise the hockey public of as you head off into the no doubt the Canadian summer?
Any changes, that's more management than my side. I will coach the players that they give me, and our staff, we will coach whoever shows up. I think it's a great time for our players to catch their breath and just regain some strength and regain some conditioning that we didn't have time for between last season and the startup of this season. So in terms of recovery and rejuvenating the body, it's a good thing, and we have lots of time to do that. In terms of any changes, I always leave that up to Jim and management. This team's in very good hands with those guys, and I trust their opinion. And again, I'll coach the players they want. They want my opinion on anything, all they have to do is call and ask, and they'll get it. But again, any management, any changes in personnel, that is entirely up to the management, and will have my 100% support.
Very good. But my follow-up to that, because I am one of those media guys that wants to continue to pry just a little bit, how confident do you feel, Coach, with the direction, or I should say the overall quality of this team, when at full strength, with what you've discovered with some of these kids, do you feel like, a continuation of the proverbial window being open and the arrow pointing up? Do you feel like as old as some of the top end guys may be getting year after year, do you still feel like there is opportunity for great things from this particular squad?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. And some of the issues, like all our analytics, they made it the analytics, but you can't hide, and I don't believe in that. You don't hide behind analytics. But all the analytics will tell you that defensively, we're one of the top teams in the league. Offensively, we're one of the top teams in creating offensive opportunities to score. Now, you put Sagi in there, you put Rads in there, and all of a sudden your offense takes a whole other level. If Bish back in the net, your defense takes a whole other new different look and a whole other level. So, again, we're not hiding behind analytics, but they do tell you that our team structure and our team play was really solid and very, very consistent. We had a tough time in some games finishing. We know that. And we had some games where we gave up some more goals than we should have. But, those things are going to happen. But some of the areas that we need improvement on, we don't have to go out and get anybody. They're right there. And you get a healthy Bish in the net, and you put a healthy Sagi in there, and you put it in Rads, and even Rupe. And, again, there's a kid, man, you got to give him a ton of credit.
Yeah.
He sucked it up, and he played. And he played back-to-back, and he played, and there was no way he was even close to being 100%. So he'll improve. A young player like Robinson. So some of our older guys, you can't stop the clock, man. You can't keep pushing. But some of the young kids are going to step up. And saying that, are going to continue to grow. But we did have some players that I wasn't happy with their year individually. Collectively, as a group, very good. But there's still some guys in this team that can have better offensive years next year, and we'll be working with them all summer, and we'll be working with them in training camp to get them back on top of their game.
You mentioned Jason Robertson, and we'll throw in Jake Ottinger as well. Moving forward as a franchise, how important is to have those two guys flash the way they did this year, just for the general overall health of the franchise?
Oh, it's huge for us. They are going to be a big part of this franchise for a long time. But again, you guys don't know these kids like we know them. We see them every day. These kids, they love hockey, man. They love being hockey players. And they're not in it for anything other than play the game, and because they love the game. Romo, I mean, he'd go on the ice every day, 365 days a year if you let him. He just loves playing. He's become We know his offensive instincts are there. What he had to learn was how to compete and play a man and be a pro. And he's come a long, long way since January in both of those areas. Jay Gottinger, man, he's one of those guys, as a player, you know you love playing in front of him because he works his butt off every day. Every practice, every drill, he's working hard to stop the puck. And players love playing in front of those guys. So he's a great competitor. He's got a great future in front of him. Jeff Priest has done a wonderful job working with him. And the future is very bright with this organization with those two guys involved.
Well, it's been quite a run, and we certainly want to reiterate our feelings for your availability and your candidness and your general congeniality and all of that to us over the course of a busy time and season. And sometimes we caught you on the tarmac, and sometimes we caught you. No doubt you had a million other things you could be doing, and you took the time to spend with us every week, and we really appreciate that.
Well, it's my pleasure. Listen, we all have jobs to do. We're all trying to survive. We all have to work together, and you guys have your jobs to do, and my job is to work with you and then help you do that. But you guys are a pleasure. You're great to work with and talk to, so... no, I'll miss talking to you guys. So if you get lonely, give me a call. I'll be up in Canada on my boat.
Well, absolutely.
You do that, and enjoy your summer, Coach.
All right, man. Take care of yourselves.
All right,
you,
there he goes. Off to Nova Scotia. Or Nova Scotia or PEI? I think Nova Scotia,
yeah, I think
right?
It's Nova Scotia.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good
catch
dude.
Catch some fish up there, big guy.
Good dude. I'm sure he will. I'm sure he'll get right
what
on
kind
that.
Kind of fish?
Walleyed.
If the ice is thawed.
Walleyed and Molson, my
he'll
man.
Get right to work. But
hey, if it's not thawed, cut a hole in it.
That's right.
He'll have some Molson. He'll have a boat. He'll have the playoffs on his television, and he'll be ready to go for a Canadian summer that I think lasts about 4 days up there.
Right.
Yeah, if
right.
You hit
you
it just right
window.
In mid-July.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.